Hello, it's Matt, and this is a Proud Podcast. Here's some lessons to grow a successful business. This has been recorded in November 2020, and England has gone into another full lockdown. So things are a little bit strange at the moment. A while ago, I had the pleasure of attending a few one-day business seminars where a number of aspects of business were discussed. I don't know if you will agree that it is so important to be constantly absorbing intelligent, ethical, and proactive advice from experts in their field. By attending events, it is not just the content we experience, but also the interactions from the other people attending. And that's one of the things that I'm sure all of us seem to be missing at this moment in time. From those business seminars a while ago, here are six lessons that I'm going to share with you. Number one. There is a difference between having a business idea and the reason for doing it. People have lots of ideas and most of them are not new. Usually just slight modifications of what is already out there. Only a few people understand their why for making the idea come to life. So I'm just curious, what's your why for doing what you do? Number two, identify your own skills. Know what you do well and not so well. Delegate the not so well and work with those people that complement you. You do not have to be good at everything. The sooner a leader understands this, the faster the organisation grows. Number three. I heard someone ask an audience, who are the five most important people in your life? Interestingly, a few people sheepishly admitted to writing down themselves. The speaker hammered home the point that we are the most important part of our business. She emphasised that we should look after ourselves first, even if it may feel or seem a little selfish. Have recharge time put in the diary just for you, which is time away from business and family commitments. Number four. Email is the destroyer of startups, according to a lady called Mel Bound. I listened to her explain her story, where she was a stay-at-home mom who loved running and created a business valued at £750,000 after only 6 months. Why she said email is the destroyer of startups is that Mel was receiving over 400 emails a day that she felt she should respond to. But after a while, set up an email autoresponder message stating that emails are checked only once a day and the reason for that. This simple idea helped her prioritise and focus on what was important during the day. Number five, we become who we surround ourselves with. I've spoken on podcasts and written about this before. We all require a good network of people to make sure we stay physically and mentally fit. I know an entrepreneur who received an OBE for his work and he told me he had four mentors. Some people may wonder why a talented person like that would even need one mentor, never mind four. However, it doesn't matter how large a business, the problems tend to be similar. Therefore, mentors can bring a variety of significant viewpoints. And number six, I heard a successful serial entrepreneur say this. Forget your competition. Keep them in your peripheral vision, but avoid comparing yourself to them. Only focus on what you can control. I think in these very unusual times, our ability to just focus on what we can change ourselves and spend less energy and mental focus on things that we can't actually change does seem to be a very good advice. So whether you are an entrepreneur, currently employed, on furlough but would love to be your own boss, or maybe someone in professional services that supports entrepreneurial business owners, then I trust these six simple ideas will be a helpful reminder of what contributes to a successful business. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode with me, Matthew Broomhead. If you have enjoyed this episode, then feel free to pass this on to those that you care about by sharing it on whatever platform you're using to listen to this. You can find out more about me and read some of my blog at www.matthewbroomhead.co.uk. I wish you all the success you are prepared to work for, and I'll see you on the next podcast. Take care and stay safe.